Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, the word naive, I don't know if you, there's a particular water out there that, who would have ever thought that, you could take water and you could bottle it.
I know.
And you could sell it for $1, $1.25, mm-hmm. something like that. I mean, do you imagine what our grandfathers, you know, they would be shocked. You mean to tell me that you pay a dollar for, I don't know, 8 ounces, 16 ounces of water?
A dollar. More than that.
You know, I can see the meeting right now. They're thinking, do you think, really, come on. We can't. I can understand if we put sugar in it, and we call it Coke, you know, and acid, or you know we put you know something in there, but you just can't sell plain water.
Right.
He said, "This I can see the meeting right now. Listen, people, you know, and I buy the water. It's the portability of the water I'm talking about. You know, all of us who drink a bottle of water." And he said, "People, I'm sure this is not. I'm just telling you. I'm just imagining this being there. This meeting." People are not that naive. People are not going to be that naive that the thing they can get for free out of a spigot, you know, they're not going to pay $1, $1.50, $1.25. He says, listen, I'm just telling you, I wasn't there, but I'm just going to hear it. This is it. This is exactly what they'll do. And as a matter of fact, just to prove it, we will call this bottle of water naive. We will even call it naive. We'll just spell it backwards and call it Evian. And people will pay $1 for it. You think about that.
Amazing.
When you naive spelled backwards is Evian, which is a particular brand of bottled water.
Wow.
It's been around for quite some time. Yes, I have a bottle of water in front of me right now. and it was just amazing. I mean, and so when you think about naive, you know, what does naive mean? You know, it means, you know, having or showing unaffected simplicity of nature. Are people that simple that they would really go buy it in a bottle for $1 versus getting it for free out of a tap? Or absence of or unsophisticated, having or showing a lack of experience judgment, having or marked by a simple mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's just basically just easily pull the wool over their eyes.
Right.
But I like to spell it, you know, like nigh, near something, you know, naive. Let me think about N-I-E-V-E, naive. And the thing about it is, you know, to me it comes from, and I always feel that it comes from how Eve and the garden, that she was naive. She was naive. And she was, Eve was naive. Because she thought she could have a conversation with evil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She thought that even though I walk with God, even though God created me and formed me and I stroll with him in the evening of the day and think about it, that I'm so naive that I can talk with the devil and there'll be no ramifications with it. I can negotiate with evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for some reason, the smarter men get, the more intellectual we get, the more learned we get, the more degrees we get behind our name. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a tendency to go, you know, I just need to talk to them. And you think about it, how can you be so smart and so naive at the same time?
Mm.
You know, naive.
Right.
Because we keep trying to, and I'm talking, of course, to the church, we put our hopes in someone negotiating with evil.
Mm.
Instead of just putting our hopes in God. Yes, right now Israel is under major crisis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you've been hearing already on VFN radio, and they're surrounded by a people who are held captive, not everybody, but the governments around them and the religion around them wants to destroy them. And they have many times negotiated with this enemy who says very specifically that their goal is to eradicate the earth of every Jew.
Right. Mm.
To destroy them, to push them into the sea. And you sit back in shock when you think, they're going to negotiate with these guys again. They're going to negotiate with them again. I'm saying that because President Obama just sent Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to go negotiate right now, because you have Gaza and you have Israel. And Gaza's, of course, firing since 2001. I believe it's over 8,000 rockets just this year. It's like 1,200 in the and it's in there now. It's just every day they're dropping these, shooting these missiles into to Israel. And so she's coming in, and she's first going to talk with Benjamin Netanyahu, according to what they're talking, the Prime Minister of Israel. But then they're going to go to Egypt, and they're going to negotiate in Egypt. And they're answering, you know, Morsi, the president that we helped get there.
Yep. Right.
Who was a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, is going to negotiate on behalf of Hamas.
Yeah.
But think about it. And it's trying to negotiate with evil. Their goal, their plan is to destroy you if you're a Jew and if you're a Christian. And it's evidence of it. If you look right now at this Arab Spring that blew over, it was not some spring for the Christians. It wasn't some spring for the Jews, but it was a spring for Islam. It was more of an Islamic spring. I mean, that would be probably more appropriate, because immediately the first thing that happens when that whole evil thing gets there, it begins to persecute the Jews and the Christians. It's JJ. If you haven't heard JJ yet, you got to go back and hear that and on the VFN Torch. But understand this, that don't put your hopes in the Secretary of State going there to negotiate with evil. Understand that just like Eve thought she could have a conversation with the devil and come out on the good side, it ended with the fall of man. And how did Jesus, I mean, think about it, WWJD, what did Jesus negotiate with evil? How did he handle evil? Well, let me tell you what he did. He cast it out. He said, shut up. You know, he said, stop it. He bound it. He didn't talk with it. He didn't let it even talk.
Right.
And he lived, this is very important, he lived a life that was without sin, because he said, Satan found nothing in me. Now we can go to the cross and deal with our sin at the cross, and begin to walk through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, a life that's separate than sin. And if we do sin, we immediately deal with it, so that we can say, you can't find nothing in me.
That's right.
Because we have a lot of people that are binding, people that are being very religious, where they do religious things, and sometimes they work. Yeah, Lord, Lord, did our ministry not work?
That's right.
He says, but I never knew you. And so, but the thing is that we can't have the sin in our heart and our life and deal with evil. And if we're trying to negotiate with evil, if we're really trying to, and that's what's happening right now, we've got so far away from the reality. Evil is evil. It is so evil. And we don't, America right now, we really, you know, this generation doesn't really understand evil. You know, past generations have a closer clue, and the further back you get, there's more closeness to the reality of them understanding, you know, evil, because evil exists. But you can't negotiate with it. You can't say, let's just sit down and talk. Listen, if your premise is, before we sit down, that you want to destroy me and kill me, and you're publicly telling the world that you want to push me into the sea, I don't have much to say to you.
Right.
Because it's stupid.
Right.
I know I'm only buying time. I'm trying to manage this evil. And so many believers begin to have that conversation, that we take on a naive spirit, and we act like it's no big deal, and we start saying, listen, I can handle so-and-so, knowing that that particular person's goal is to destroy the church, is to break up that family, to destroy someone. And you're going to talk with it? You're going to have a conversation with it like Eve did?
Yeah.
Or you're putting your hopes in the fact that Secretary of State is going to go and talk with Benjamin Netanyahu and the Prime Minister of Israel, and then go negotiate in the Muslim Brotherhood presidency in the Egypt that is already walked in support of Hamas, and Hamas is a terror group.
Exactly.
You know, and it's specifically, it was stated on the Blaze television when they were studying, you can see this also on VFN, on the VFN Torch, that that it said that, allegedly, that Hamas is the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
So they're playing both sides at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's so naive to think that the person, they're actually financing the missiles that are going over there, and they're just, the ultimate goal is to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the goal of evil. And we have to begin to refocus our lives again as Christians, as believers, and stop trying to negotiate with evil. What does that mean? It means evil people are not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
It means Satan and his captives are not going to talk well about you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Quit trying to make everybody your friend and negotiate with evil and make God your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when God's your friend, people who don't live for God, people who negotiate or they're taken captive by evil, they're not going to be your friend.
That's right.
They're not going to talk well about you. They're not going to write well about you. They're not going to post well about you. Their conversations that they have about you is not going to be good. Why? Because Satan's speaking through them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And right now, as we speak, you know, the Secretary of State's going to I thank God for our president when he publicly said, even though it's both sides, where he's the one that helped empower the Muslim Brotherhood to come in power
right.
in Egypt and all the things going on. But at least he publicly said at the same time, out the other side,
yeah.
he said, you know, that it's right for Israel to defend herself.
Right.
You know, I'm cool. You know,
hey,
that's
yeah.
that's we'll, good because I'm
sure. We'll take it.
I think Israel was going to do it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And but understand that we can't be naive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've become naive. The church has become naive. And we just say, what's the big deal about watching this evil thing? What's the big deal about hanging out with this evil, corrupt company,
mm-hmm.
you know? And what's the big deal about me stepping outside of God's authority to go negotiate with someone who's trying to destroy God's authority?
Mm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just need to talk to him a little bit. I'll have a conversation with him. What? Eve tried that. The fall of man came.
Right.
But the thing is that we have victory over how we can only deal with evil rightly. When we walk the way that Jesus walked,
mm-hmm.
The binding, the loosing, the casting, the shutting it up
mm-hmm.
comes successfully when we walk around with our sin dealt with.
That's right.
That we confess our sins, we repent, we say, and right now, this is the answer to the world right now is Jesus Christ, and that will be manifested to the church when the church begins to walk rightly before God.
Yeah.
We don't need to get a debate club together to go debate, you know, radical Islam.
Right.
We need to understand that it's evil. It's anti-Christ. It's an anti-Christ religion.
Mm-hmm.
They say that Jesus is not the Son of God.
Right.
How are you going to negotiate with that? What are you going to say? What are you going to do? I mean, I think it's good that somebody tells you up front that's what they believe in. But if you're naive enough to go sit down and negotiate with somebody and thinking that anything else is going to come out of that other than evil, you're just naive. And listen, naive doesn't end well. Ask Adam and Eve.
Hello.
And evil is just evil.
Right.
And, you know, and being naive is to think, well, you know, that wouldn't happen to me. That wouldn't happen to America. You know, America will stand forever. You know, the great Dust Bowl that happened, you know, like 46 states experienced the great Dust Bowl, you know, in the 30s,
mm-hmm.
right after the stock market crashed in 1929.
Oh, wow.
And it became almost like a Sahara Desert across America.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a famine.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it was just dust. It was like just dust. They called it the great Dust Bowl. And people were dying and listen, this stuff happens. This stuff happens. You know, FDR had to develop several different things to be able to get through America through the difficult times. It looked like a time of judgment that came on America in the
yep.
20s and the 30s. And it came on the heels of Woodrow Wilson's stuff, that the progressive concept where they're replacing God with so many different things. And it's like, if we will stop being naive about history, that we can learn, hey, you know, they did this and this happened. Let's don't do that if we don't want that to happen.
That's right.
We can borrow the experience.
We can borrow it instead of actually having to buy it. And once you walk into the consequences of bad decisions and negotiating with evil, you know, we will have to go through a long lesson process
yeah.
of classes that you don't want to attend, with grades you're going to have to get to come out of it, that maybe only your grandchildren will get to experience the passing grade. But for our generation, it could end very badly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just at this, when you look at the suffrage that happened in the 30s, it was just horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like all around us. It's prophecies being fulfilled left and right. And we are not, the best thing that we could do was to stand up for the whole world and say, listen, knock it off, leave Israel alone. And the ships that we're bringing in right now, and this is where our president's doing right now, he's bringing ships in the Mediterranean to evacuate Americans if it starts getting bad inside of Israel. Wow. Instead of that, we should be bringing our carriers in and saying, you know, we are here to be able to support Israel. You don't want to mess with Israel, because you mess with Israel, you mess with us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's naive to think, and any of us to have trust in this very truth, that thinking that you can negotiate with the Antichrist spirit.
Fool me once, shame on me. You know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Exactly. Exactly. And so with that, understanding this, that we cannot put our hope. I mean, you think about it. You know, Avi was just letting us know that these missiles are coming in to Tel Aviv. And they're having to jump out of their cars and run up under covering, and mm-hmm. you have like 15 seconds to move once they start missiles coming in, and only some of them are being stopped, and some of them are not coming through. But understanding that our hope is not in negotiating with evil,
mm-hmm.
that's not our hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ and living rightly before Him. Listen,
right.
It's time for us as the church to stand up. We need to find out what's right.
Mm-hmm.
We need to walk in the way that Jesus walked, the empowerment of the cross of Christ, and say, you know what? You know, we can get through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can do this. We need to stand up. And understanding that right now, that our America is planning on evacuating Americans from Israel. And some of the, I had it up here where I could show it to you. But on the VFN Torch, you can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and click in the menu, you'll see Preparing for the Perfect Storm. And in that is where John Paul Jackson's sharing prophetically things that have happened already that are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the prophetic words, the headlines that God has shown him basically, is the fact that it's not going to be some serious things are going to happen in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Israel says if missiles hit Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes.
Mm.
That's what Mecca will, so if you hit Jerusalem, Mecca mm-hmm. will be hit in minutes. Mecca, of course, is where the head of Islam is where they go and have their you see them marching around Mecca and the hole in the ground. And understanding that listen, these are serious times,
mm-hmm.
very serious times. And right now, the word I'm hearing on my heart is the words crater.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I mean, we'll see what happens, but I feel like if you mess with Israel, there's going to be a crater over in the Middle East somewhere. I don't know if the crater will be Gaza. I don't know if the crater will be. Crater is when all the dirt is removed and there's a big hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
What once was there is not there anymore. There's going to be a crater. And one particular prophetic headline that he has as well was about they're using weapons that they're amazed they didn't think they had.
Mm.
So listen, when you mess with Israel, you know, you're messing with the apple of God's eye, and it's not going to end well. We can't be naive. Listen, we may drink the water,
mm-hmm.
you know, from Evian, but we cannot be naive like Eve did. It's time for us to stand up for what's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.